Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to share a chat I had with a Persian lady named Lily from a while back. We discussed women's fear of loneliness. I thought you guys would want to hear this, plus I've also been dealing with COVID. I know it's a good thing to share, so in a sense I have a day off. I hope you guys enjoy it. But before I play the clip, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, here's my chat with Lily, so enjoy.
Women's fear of loneliness and their irrational behaviors because of it. And do you think women can be content?
Well, there's different levels of loneliness. Are you talking about loneliness in terms of like having a relationship partner? Or are you talking about loneliness being alone with no one around? Like, can you be more specific?
Well, I can't speak for every woman. I can speak from, you know, I can tell you how I feel and how my friends, I've noticed how they feel. Loneliness is a big issue for women. You don't necessarily have to be in a relationship. You just can't be on your own.
Yeah.
It's excruciatingly painful for women to be all on their own with no children and no husband. And no one there.
But what if they have someone like a sister or a mother or like...
Yeah, that would help. They would still prefer like children and a partner. It doesn't have to be a male partner.
Okay.
But yeah, this kind of being with yourself thing for women is not... I haven't seen any women who say, apart from Wanda Hussey.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen any woman who can just be on her own, happy... And enjoy her own company.
So maybe
I don't see that commonly.
Maybe the question to ask is, why would someone like her be okay alone?
She's very unique. She's just not... I haven't seen anyone like that before.
Uh-huh.
She's very unique.
Well, I mean...
I don't think...
Yeah, no, I just... That's what I think is... So it's about identifying in her... the qualities that maybe make her the way that she is, so that you can figure out, okay, is it nature or is it nurture or is it just like what led to that situation happening that way?
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe part of it is nature. Like, she's just in touch with nature a lot. That way she can be with herself.
Okay.
I think that helps her be with herself. She's more in touch with nature. She goes around. She goes on her own.
Well, okay. So first of all, I've done travel videos like that. So I've actually gone and, you know, gotten a rental car, driven my own car, and like driven for a month on the road on my own. So like literally no one in the car but me and camera and music and just kind of going from place to place. Now, you meet people along the way and you talk to people along the way, and I don't get necessarily lonely. I actually can relax when I'm fully alone. So for me, it's very difficult to relax when there's other people around. So I thought that maybe there's a example of that, but on her side, she also meets people on the adventures that she goes on. It's just, you don't necessarily see that because it's kind of behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, but, you know, she doesn't have somebody to latch on to.
Well, does she even need someone to latch on to? Does she need anyone? Like, look at it this way.
That's the thing, she doesn't. I don't think she does.
Okay, but
the unique thing.
But a lot of men also need someone to latch on to, whether it's for sex, whether it's for relationship, whether it's for support. Like, I haven't been in a relationship for, like, 6 years, and I haven't been looking, and I've had people... like offering, and I'm like, I'm not interested. And they're like, they're confused. They're like, how can you not be interested? Everyone is interested. It's like, this is just bizarre. This is just strange. And then they have to ask me questions like, you know, like, okay, you're single. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, like, did you get hurt? Did some, you know, something happen? Like, and I'm like, no, I can express myself fully when I'm not in a relationship because all of my energy is being diverted to love and and like all these other emotions to the other person. And that's taking away from my creativity. So I think some women can actually be alone if they find something that they're creative with. Mm-hmm. I think creativity is something that, if it's expressed fully, like creativity, if you don't express your creativity and you're truly a creative person, it's like you're dying each day a little bit. So you have to express it. So whether it's, you know, writing for me, I've written close to like the equivalent of 100 books in the last 10 years. Like if you took all the writings that I do every day, 6 pages a day, it would be almost 100, 200 page books. So that's, you know, and then I make my videos, then I, you know, take photos, then I do all, you know, all the other kind of stuff. I'm constantly looking for something to be creative with. And if I'm not doing something, I get depressed, I get agitated. So I think if a woman is creative, truly creative, she might feel the exact same way. I don't know. I'm just guessing there.
Yeah, I think so. I've had really bad times in my relationships. And what I did, I started creating, doing my artwork and things like that. And that made me feel really good. Like, okay. I almost didn't care about the relationship problem anymore. So I agree with you on that.
But you were doing it as a distraction to your problem. But I'm saying, like, when somebody is, like, insanely driven creative, they just create, like, because it's part of their, like, primary drive. And if they don't create, if someone says, nope, you're not allowed to create, you're supposed to sit here and do this, you know, you're supposed to do this math over here, you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to just do something that's not creative at all, then we die slowly. Like it's really painful, right? So, and like, unless you're writing or making a video or taking a photo or painting or writing music or, you know, something to kind of, you know, create something, so have something to show for it, then you feel like you're going to die. Like it's pretty bad.
I think that's where the loneliness thing comes from. Then if you don't have that, then you need somebody to kind of latch on to. Do you think that's where it's coming from?
Yeah, but I mean, I think as a lot of women get older, if they don't have a man in their life, what they do is they latch on to a sibling, or they latch on to their mother, or they latch on to, you know, a friend. Like, you know, I've done lots of, you know, photography for older people, and, you know, it's like, oh, I don't have a sister, but here's my best friend. We're like attached at the hip. And, you know, and it's like, okay, that's interesting. And then, or like, I have another client, she does videos with me, and she's got a sister she lives with, right? And they just drive each other crazy. They're constantly yelling at each other. But I think if there was a man, and if one of them found a man and like went off and had a relationship and a life, the other one would be depressed and would like slowly be dying, right? Because she would be all alone. Or she would try to like weasel her way into the life of her sister and the couple and be like every weekend be like, hey, hi, right? And kind of drive them crazy. Well, drive the guy crazy anyway.
Do you think this fear of loneliness, is it just in everyone, or is it more, do you see that more in women?
It's the fear of loneliness is there when guys are younger. So we have extreme fear of loneliness when we're, let's say, till 30, 35. To end up alone is like the worst thing imaginable. And then once we get into our mid to 30s, usually it's like the fear kind of just disappears. We just don't, it's all of a sudden, we just want to be left alone. We just want to be like, okay, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to sit. And like most older guys I know, they just sit and they watch TV. And that's all they do. They just sit there, watch TV, and they waste their life away. You know, they don't necessarily even have hobbies. They just kind of like shut their emotional system down and they just don't want to talk to anybody. So I don't think that's healthy either, but that's kind of what guys want to do. They want to like disconnect from everyone at a certain point. And they don't feel lonely at all. They just feel like, they feel good. It's the opposite. It recharges them. But I think for women, after a certain point, the loneliness just gets worse and worse. So I think men feel lonely or lonelier early in life, and women feel lonelier later in life.
You think it's because women get attention when they're younger, and over time this that kind of goes away, and men don't get a lot of attention when they're young?
Yeah, but I mean, I know women in their 40s and 50s and even 60s that still get attention from men. If a woman at that age puts herself on a dating site, there's going to be like hundreds of guys contacting her in their 50s and 60s.
Not necessarily from men even, because as you age, your friend, you kind of lose friends as well. They get married, they get into relationships.
Okay.
They become lonelier over time.
Okay.
So maybe, yeah.
But then you get women who, you know, they'll marry and they'll have their, you know, they'll have their husband, and then they'll go hang around with their, like, couple's friends. So they're not necessarily losing those friends. And if they don't have those friends, then they find friends who are, like, single, and they hang around with those friends. Like, I've never met a woman that didn't have at least like 5 or 10 other women that she could talk to. I mean, that's really rare to see something like that.
Well, why do you think they feel lonely?
Do you have any
theories?
Well, I don't think it could just be loneliness. It could also be that women are just designed more socially than men. Like, not all men, but I think that there's... Like, I don't know. I'm not a woman. I can't give you a specific answer as to why. Like, why do you feel lonely? Give me an example.
Well, I don't feel lonely right now.
Okay.
But, I've had phases that I felt lonely.
And how did you solve that?
I don't have any, just people.
Okay. So
and it's if you have this kind of excruciating pain that there's something really wrong if I'm on my own. I have to talk to someone. I have to see someone. I have to spend time with someone. It's that kind of feeling. It's an emotional experience.
I mean, I've felt that when I was younger, but like I said, it's at a certain point, it went away, right? And now it's like, it gets to the point where I can just be like, okay, I'm alone. I'm good. And like, I feel like I find that my body can heal and rest only when I'm alone and there's not people around bothering me. Do you feel like it's the opposite for you? You can only relax and heal and be like yourself when there's people around?
No, not me personally. But I like being on my own, but I have to make sure that there are people that I can go to